Christmas tree. Build the house. Unit 21. The perfect story. The fresh green smell of Christmas, the paper house, on the side of the tree took your breath away. The horses, whipped candy canes were evenly distributed, and colored red and gold canes, swans, lambs, donkeys, and stood draped aesthetically on the branches to complement the iron bulbs. The white, silvery winged angel, it was a beauty at the very top, watching over the entire tree. Also placed a cassette player for some Christmas songs. It was a beautiful tree, and I knew it deserved a good feedback. Just my way. Norris, that's my husband's nickname, said on top, like about my tree. I couldn't help it. It was me. Hey. It was a lovely tree. From the angel I married, to the miniature manger my great-grandfather made under mittens for... Grandma told us he carved it the first year they were clay and light. She loved telling stories of knitting scarves and Nora and our presents. They lived on the plains in a small cart of the Famber house for their first 4 years. One night, they were children. Storytelling became an integral part and was done on the tradition. It was the climax of ever stories. We put the manger under the tree with a decoration in the main and waited for Christmas Eve when Papa read the Bible children, and only then were we ready to put the baby out of Joanne. Laura has 11 grandchildren and Liv and we have 2. Cindy and Mark, my daughter, I do miss identical twins, are 14 years old and have family in Kansas City. We'll see them in February. Telephone them all at Christmas. It seems a shame they always move away, but I am thankful for the invention of my husband looked down. That night, I admired the tree critically. Overall, Norris, don't you think it's a pretty tree? We plugged up from his periodical and said, yes, Cora, our sandwiches, it's a very nice tree, as always. I put the note lights in when the sun went down and ate peanut butter without Cora and cheesecakes. I looked at the tree and couldn't why it didn't seem to be perfect enough. Cut it. Here, you make yourself crazy. It's a very nice tree. I said, really? Come on, look. It's snowing. The TV guy's words led me to the opaque bay through the window. Watch a basket down on the sofa next to my husband and picked up one and pushed the light. Just as Norris pushed the on button to address the basketball tournament, the doorbell rang. The time. Bell was covered with the new fallen snow. He was friendly enough, but he looked as though he had been outside a long time. Once, please, may I use your telephone? He asked. Don't let. There had been so many warnings about people doing horrible fire battery if they got into someone's house. My first thought was, before I let him in. I have had car trouble. My car got busted, he said. I had to walk about a mile so close I saw your chimney smoke. And the light shining in the window and into the hall. I guess a lot of people aren't home tonight. He was in the car, and before I could evaluate him, Norris led mother-in-law's house and closed the door. He said his family was there, wrapped in blankets. They were on the way to his mother's house. Norris took the stranger back to the car to arrive at the young couple and their 3 children had started out after 30 minutes. According to their timetable, they were expected to family their destination 4 hours ago. Witches, after they left, Norris and the man were back with the whole family. The man, I had poured coffee and made a few strawberry sandwiches for her grandmother. Norris wasn't able to get the car started. No, I carried 4-year-old Catherine. She was named after her was only 2 years. I asked if she was Kathy. In his father's coat. Catherine, she said. The little brother was older than Catherine. He held shyly to the young mother's. Is this grandma's? He asked his mother. Here. She, honey, this is someone else's grandma. Maybe it was the light's flare. Light wool stole slipped from her dark. Or maybe it was the spotted baby in a blue blanket. And she looked like the Madonna, reflecting from the ceiling's dome in the hall with tenderness as she touched the night. But just at that moment, I am a mother myself. Her big brown eyes were filled like the smile of an innocent baby. I felt what she felt. What a myth, you know. She smiled at me, she said. I was a fucking angel, without any impurity. She laid the baby on my Korea 2R to take us in, poured the coffee, and served sour. Said something had happened to Kevin. I and Catherine ate a cherry-patterned sofa. I poured then we all went back into the lunches. David, the little boy. Morris made slices of bacon and toast. Answering machines. Down the living room with more coffee and cookies. I poured a couple telephone calls and left messages on him. She smiled for that anyone would answer on Christmas Eve. Marianne. Coffee for the young mother and asked her me, I said. I think I got Madonna smile and said, "Put the pretty tree, Mama. Let me hold the baby while you drink your coffee. It's a pretty tree, honey. I can remember how. Look, it's a token from my great-grand," the little boy said. Yes, ago. Can I hold, I said. Look at the manger. No, David, grandfather. He made it a long time. Of course you can hold it. Of the little wooden baby? He asked. Baby Jesus to the little boy. Just look at it, his mother said. Smooth wood, and he kissed the, I said. I handed the carved, but he put the baby back into the manger. His little fingers felt the side what to do next. Carving. Then his father gently repeatedly. Father. We talked and tried to design's garage came with a red rag. Kevin had kept calling his mother-in-law and went with him at the mini at 10 o'clock, the man from Jack, the Kevin's record truck. Morris and Kip. They all had a minimum of 20 minutes. They were behind and kissed us goodbye. Family were ready to proceed with their trip time when they were in our house. They went into their warm clothing and they around him. She handed him to the baby had been sleeping most of the back on her black hair. When she put his blankets away, he opened his eyes, and I knew me. She put the white stool, I tell you, he did, and I looked at the baby. On that infant face, I knew he was too young to smile. But I, as I said, maybe I would never forget the look on, but in the blanket around the baby's, maybe it was the special night, or they started out the door, the hall light cast a reflection. Put the carved infant Jesus in head, brightness glowed. Get you, I said. Wait, I yelled. I put or your kindness to stranger David's hand. I will never forget sight, Morris and I, nor we you, said the father. The Bible was on the coffee table. As they drove out earlier, the door came back into the warm room. Pages. We sat where Morris put it after he had read to me. Anyone who take draft from the door turned the fine Bible is caring for me. Down and glanced at the holy book in his arms and looked at my Chris care of a little child like this, a perfect Christmas tree. I leaned back into my husband's Christmas tree. It was